Hello there and welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Great to be with you here on this Holy Thursday. This is a big deal. This is the day in which technically Lent is over and we enter into the period of time known as the Paschal Triduum or the Easter Triduum, it's sometimes called. This is, as I was saying on the program yesterday, this is sort of a souped up Lenten period. You know, it's not like Lent is over and we can go back to doing whatever it is that we were giving up or taking on during Lent. The idea is now we have entered into a pretty intense period up until Easter Sunday. So whatever you were doing or whatever you decided to do for Lent, now's not the time to let up on it, you know. And I think next week we're going to have to talk about where do we go after Easter is over. Because I think a lot of times what happens is we can have that tendency, once Easter is over, to go back to just doing, you know, to losing, trying to say this the right way, to losing any ground that we may have gained during the Lenten season. Certainly, that's something we don't want to do. Lent was an opportunity for us to grow closer to Christ, to make some important changes in our life, and we don't want to really. We want to, if anything, build on those changes. We will talk more about that next week. But today is Holy Thursday. It's a really special day because on this day, as a Catholic, I believe that two sacraments were instituted, the sacrament of the Eucharist, the real presence of Christ, and also the sacrament of the priesthood. So as a Catholic, I believe this is a really important day. And I say it that way because you may not be Catholic when you listen to the program. I realize not everybody who listens to the program is Catholic. So I always try to give you the Catholic perspective. But as a Catholic, this is a really important day. So with that in mind, I want to look at the gospel from the what is known as the evening mass of the Lord's Supper, because this is the day in which the church commemorates the Last Supper. Typically, my wife and I go to daily mass. We go every morning. There is no daily mass anywhere today because instead the evening mass of the Last Supper is celebrated. So I'm going to look at the gospel from the Mass of the Last Supper. It's a good one. And, you know, it's a pretty interesting one. Because you might question why it was chosen, and why where some of the emphasis is during the Holy Thursday liturgy. So let's specifically the washing of the feet. This is a big deal in the Catholic Church. This is a big deal. It's pretty much one of the highlights of the Holy Thursday evening mass of the Last Lord's Supper. So I think we need to talk about it because it's important for you and for me. We need to, I think, understand what this is all about. I may also read, and I think I will, read from the reflection. I mean, I think I will. I will read from the reflection for Give Up Worry for Lent. We just got a few days left in the book, and I want to thank you for following along if you did that. I plan to move into Give Up Worry for Good. Not every day necessarily, but I really want to be able to talk a little bit about this new book that I have out, Give Up Worry for Good. It's the designed to be the follow-up, the go-to, what's next after Lent. This is the book. And I've been hesitant. It sort of came out at a weird time. It came out during Lent, and I've been getting so much focus on Give Up Worry for Lent. And I think it's important that we focus on doing something during Lent, eliminating something from our life that really hurts our relationship with God, which is worry. So my focus has been on that. But once Lent is over, we're gonna shift gears and really focus more on this idea of, okay, let's now that we were able to give up worry or get into the habit of spending time with the Lord every day in prayer, reading some scripture, you know, he talks to us, we talk to him type of thing. Now that Lent's over, let's try to extend that for a longer period of time. And that's the reason that I wrote Give Up Worry for Good. So we'll bring some of those concepts into the show. I mentioned on yesterday's program, and I think the day before, I'm contemplating, and I'm leaning toward doing this, taking Monday off in celebration of Easter Sunday. I'll let you know on tomorrow's program. We absolutely will do a Good Friday program, so I hope you're going to be able to tune in for that. As much as I'd like to just sit and pray on Good Friday and spend time with the Lord in prayer, I feel that I need to be here with you to sort of lead some prayers, focus on His passion. I've done it every year. I just can't take off on Good Friday. So I will be here tomorrow. I hope you will be able to join me as well. Let's pray. And again, we're going to continue this this theme that I've been doing all week of offering up our prayers at the start of the show directly to Jesus. A lot of times I pray to the Father, but I want this Holy Week to be about Jesus. I think we need to have our focus on Him. So we'll pray directly to Him. So if you would join me, I would appreciate that. Here we go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we are getting closer to that fateful day when You gave up Your life willingly for my sake. Lord, nobody forced You to do this. You did this on Your own. This was a choice that You made, Lord. And You did it out of love for us. Lord, thank You for this tremendous sacrificial act. Today, Jesus, we commemorate when You gave us, when You first gave us Your body, Your blood, the gift of the Eucharist. We also focus on the gift of the priesthood. And Lord, it's very easy for us to overlook the importance, even if we think these two sacraments are important, it's still possible for us to not appreciate enough what great gifts these two sacraments are, as well as all of the sacraments. So Jesus, we ask that You enlighten us today. Pour out Your Spirit on us as we go about looking at the readings on this program. And help us to better understand what it is that You did for us by giving ourselves, by giving us Yourself to us through these sacraments. Lord Jesus, we lift up all of our intentions today, anything that's troubling us, anything that's weighing us down. We lift them up to You. We ask You to handle these situations for us. Lord, I ask You to pour out Your Spirit on me so that I can know what I'm supposed to say on the program today. And also, Lord, open all of our minds and hearts so that we could not only be able to hear Your message, but be willing to put it into practice as well. Jesus, we ask these things in Your name through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thanks for hanging out with me on this Holy Thursday. My name is Gary Zimek. Such a pleasure to be with you here on the program. I love doing this every day with you. I just thank you. I spoke a lot about it yesterday on the show, but I'm just so grateful that you're listening to the program and that you're responding. You know, I've gotten a lot of great responses about the show, and I'm very thankful. I'm thankful for your listenership. I'm thankful for the fact that you take the time to write me, to pray for me, to send some donations my way. I'm very, very grateful for that. So I just wanted you to know that. Okay, I am going to take a sip of my water. I'm a little bit parched today, and I just had to do a little gulp of my water. I hope you've got a beverage and a snack, and you're ready to get started. You are listening to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. We do this program every Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day. So glad I'm able to do it. It's free of charge, as you know. Please let your friends know about the show. Word of mouth helps me tremendously when it comes to my work. Also, if you would like to sign up for my daily email reflection, you can do that by going to followingthetruth.com as well. That's totally free of charge. All you need to do is supply an email address, and you will be all set. The final piece of information, in terms of the freebies anyway, is that my weekly show, The Gary Zimek Show, it's a podcast. I don't know if you've listened to it, but if you haven't, make it a point to listen to it. I think you'll enjoy it. Every week it's available, and I focus on the Sunday Mass reading. So when you combine it with this show, you get a pretty good look at some scripture. You get a look at how the Lord wants to help you with your problems, because I always try to keep the message practical and relevant. I want to make sure that you get some help in applying the teachings of the church, the Bible, you know, your prayer life, and get some help applying that to your daily struggles, because Jesus wants to help us with our problems, and that's what I always try to keep focused on when I do this show. So for all of these things, as well as picking up a copy of my new book, Give Up Worry for Good, the best place for you to go is my website, followingthetruth.com. All right, let's take a look at the Give Up Worry for Lent verse today, because I mentioned earlier that today the church recognizes the institution of two sacraments. With the evening Mass of the Lord's Supper, the church recognizes the institution of the Holy Eucharist as well as the priesthood. Christ instituted, of course, all of the sacraments, but these two are the particular focus of today, this Holy Thursday. A very special day, because it was after this, or after having the Last Supper with his followers, that the Lord entered into his agony. I was reading a little bit about his passion over the past few days. It's always a good idea to do that. It's just incredible. I don't fully understand everything that Jesus did for me, but I really do feel the need to understand it better, to really get and slow down the story, because I've always had a tendency to speed through it. I've known the details. I've heard the Passion read for many years, but it's very easy to miss some of the details, because a lot of the nasty stuff isn't really highlighted by the four evangelists who wrote the Gospels. They sort of just give the facts, and unless you really slow down and let the Holy Spirit work with you, it's too easy to miss what Christ went through. That's why the movie The Passion of the Christ affected so many people so strongly, because there was nothing left to the imagination just about in that movie. It's very, very easy to appreciate what Christ went through for you and for me when you watch a movie like that. So I think it's a good idea to reflect with the help of the Holy Spirit on the Passion and what the Lord did. But I want to get to this this verse now. This is from Luke's Gospel. This is not the focus of the Gospel for today's evening Mass. And again, I'll explain a little more about that. But the reflection from Give Up Worry for Lent is based around Luke 22:19. And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Now, this is where we recognize that the Lord gave us his body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. What a great gift. And that's what it's really where I went with the reflection from Give Up Worry for Lent. I mean, this is Jesus. This is Jesus. I have the ability to receive, to ingest into my body the real Jesus, the same one who walked the face of the earth. Now, this is a bizarre concept. It's hard to believe. It doesn't appear to make sense, because what I'm looking at appears to be a cracker or a piece of bread. It doesn't appear to be Jesus. And this is where we can't see him necessarily with our eyes. We have to see him by faith. That's hard, isn't it? That's not easy. It's not easy to look at that white host and see Jesus. If I were to be in front of you, you could look at me, And I could say, I'm Gary Zimek. You would say, yeah, I believe it. You look like him. But when I look at Jesus, he doesn't look like I think Jesus should look like. And that's a challenge for us. And that's why faith is so important. But I'm going to tell you, I believe it. I don't always feel it, but I believe it, that that's really him. And I think that is something that if you're going to ponder something today, that's one thing you definitely want to spend some time on. You want to meditate, you want to think about something, try that one on for size. That the same Jesus we read about in the gospel, the same Jesus who we see time after time healing people, having a kind word for those who are in need, comforting those who are hurting, that same Jesus is available to us in that little white host. That's really him. So if you have the opportunity to go to Mass this evening or to spend some time in prayer in front of the Blessed Sacrament in Eucharistic Adoration, you are encountering the same Jesus that we read about in the Gospels. It's mind-boggling. It's not something that we can really understand with our senses. We can't. We can't. It just doesn't look like him. I mean, you can believe it. But when you look at Jesus in that form, your senses tell you it's not him. It's just not him. So we have to literally override our senses and see him with the eyes of faith. But you may know this, because I've certainly seen it. There are times when you are before him that you just have no doubt that that's really him. And that's what the Holy Spirit can do for you. That's what can happen when the Holy Spirit just sort of elevates your faith and you do believe in him. But just try to concentrate a little bit on that today. Let the Spirit lead your mind. You know, make that conscious decision to think about that today. That Jesus allowed himself to be made so vulnerable that he can be ignored, that he can be abused, that he can be blasphemed, all kinds of different stuff. In his humility and his love for you and for me, he chose that the risk is worth it. He decided that the risk is worth it. We can ignore him in that white host. We can choose to say, I don't believe that's him. We can choose to possibly consume him unworthily. It's possible that people even abuse the host. You know, all of those things Jesus was willing to endure because he wants to be close to you and me. That's a great gift. And you know, the idea of the real presence versus the spiritual presence, he is certainly with us right now. Wherever you are, he's with you. He's with you in a spiritual sense. But the idea of a spiritual presence as opposed to a real presence, it's the difference between FaceTiming him or maybe calling a friend or seeing that friend in person. And depending on who the friend is and how close you are to them, there is no comparison to seeing them in person, to experiencing their real presence. Well, this is what Christ gives us through the Eucharist. Let me read this gospel now, because this doesn't, the Eucharist is not emphasized in the gospel. It's emphasized in the first reading. You know what I think I'll do? I will read the first reading, and then I'll read the gospel as well. Actually, the second reading. I'm going to read the second reading from today's liturgy and then the gospel, because the first reading's not so short. Now, remember I said the Eucharist and the priesthood are the two sacraments which are instituted, we believe, on this day. The first, the reading from the letter of say first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 11, beginning in verse 23, emphasizes the Eucharistic presence of Christ when he first gave us the sacrifice of the Holy Mass. Brothers and sisters, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also the cup, after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. And you see that? That's the Lord giving us his body and his blood in the sacrament of the Eucharist. That's the first sacrament we believe was instituted on this day, Holy Thursday, 2,000 plus years ago. The second sacrament is the priesthood, and we're going to see evidence of this in the gospel. It's John chapter 13, verses 1 through 15. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from the world, from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God, Jesus rose from supper, took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." And Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put on his garments and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." Now, we see in this, and that's an incredibly powerful reading. You got to understand that as the leader of the apostles, it's very hard for them to accept Jesus in this role of washing their feet, because back in the Lord's day, this was a very lowly task. To wash the feet of someone, I mean, this was not something you would expect a leader to do. Feet were dirty at the time when, you know, the disciples were not wearing shoes. The roads were dirty. This was a very menial and humbling thing that Jesus did. But he did it to show the value of service. Now, you know, you see Peter being Peter, he said, "No, Lord, there's no way I'm going to let you do this." Peter, he had a good heart. His heart was in the right place. He was trying to protect Jesus. You know, he was always trying to tell him what he should do, which is pretty funny. But the important thing for us to remember is that if we are to be followers of Christ, we need to serve others. Yes, the priesthood is the focus here, the institution of the priesthood, but also all of us share in the priestly ministry of Christ. When we're baptized, we share as priests in the role of priest, prophet, and king. One of the things that Jesus calls us to do is to share in the priesthood, meaning what we offer sacrifices, not in a liturgical capacity if we are not ordained. You know, me as a layperson, I'm not up on the altar offering a sacrifice, the sacrifice of the Mass, But I offer the sacrifice of my life and the things that I do to God through Jesus. That's what I'm called to do as a priest. But there's a service element there. I'm called to imitate Jesus. That's one of the things that I tried to do, we're all called to do during Lent, to become more like Jesus. The Holy Spirit works in us to transform us into the image of Jesus so that when we read about him doing things in the Gospels, this is what our life should look like. So if he's washing feet, I should be doing it as well. So I would say today, you know, as Lent draws to a close, as the Lenten activities draw to a close, we want to look at this and see how I can better serve those around me today, in my house, outside of my house, at the office, whatever. How can I best serve others today? And by doing so, I'll be imitating Christ. This is what he wants us to do. He doesn't just want us to sit and pray and read our spiritual books and watch good Christian programs on TV or listen on the radio or podcast. He likes that. That's good. We need to do that. But all of those things should lead to something. It should lead to acts of service. Even now, when I'm speaking to you, my job isn't to just make you love Jesus. I want you to love Jesus, but in order to show your love for Jesus, you do that by going out and doing things. So everything that we take in, good spiritual material, whatever it may be, should motivate us to go out and change the world by being Jesus to those around us. So why not give that some thought today? How can you be Jesus to those around you? And oftentimes it means washing somebody's feet, not literally, but in a figurative sense. All right, that's our homework. I'm going to try to think about that myself. I look forward to being back with you on the program tomorrow, God willing. I hope you're going to be able to join me. Until then, I hope you have a fantastic night. Remember, go look around. Look for opportunities to serve those around you. Be Jesus to them, okay? God bless you. Talk to you next time.